raise a couple more to the revolution.
We have only three words for you.
Uh-oh.
We're taking over!
In the world, we're alive.
Why not raise a little hay?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of the Q0 Theater Cast. This is your host, Artistic Director Dan Pelletier, with our first of many actor interviews with the cast of our upcoming Blood Relations, March 1st through the 3rd at the Arts Academy of New Hampshire in Salem. We are speaking today to Cassandra Durand, who is playing Miss Lizzie and Bridget, which I'm sure she'll be able to elaborate a bit more on just exactly how that all works. But how are we doing today, Cass?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So tell everybody a little bit about your roles in Blood Relations.
Yes. So I play Miss Lizzie Borden, and I play her 10 years post-acquittal for the crimes of murdering her father and stepmother. And in the show, Miss Lizzie's trying to kind of explain what happened that day through what's kind of like a play within a play. And so Miss Lizzie also takes on this personification of the housemaid Bridget during that play.
Awesome. So what has been the rehearsal process like so far? How have you guys been getting on? We're about a month into things, a month away from things. So, you know, what sort of things have you guys been doing? What has been unique about this production? Anything you can kind of give a glimpse behind the scenes for the listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the last several rehearsals, we've been trying to kind of, I think, pick certain scenes and hone in on them a little bit more, trying to really flesh out what we've already kind of started to establish. Right now, we're about a week away from being off book, so I think memorization is a big part of what we're doing right now, and just trying to get those lines down so that we can... I always personally find it's easier to play around with lines once you have them memorized than it is to try and read them and kind of give a different delivery, so that's kind of where we're at.
What unique challenges have you found in playing Miss Lizzie slash Bridget, especially with, you know, I mean, I just did sit in on the run through, and there is this unique dichotomy of the two characters, and you have to weave in and out of them. Can you talk a little bit more about how that's been going so far?
Yeah. Besides the Irish accent, which it was already kind of a challenge for me to try and nail that down and still working on. The other aspect, I think, is that, you know, Miss Lizzie has her own kind of thoughts, actions, feelings. She's got her own sort of perception of who Bridget is because Bridget was her housemaid. So I think a little bit of Miss Lizzie plays into how she portrays Bridget. Then there's just sort of the trying to remember who I'm embodying right now. Our director, Brian's been big on kind of making sure that our physicality matches our character that we're playing. So when I'm Bridget, you know, making sure that maybe my shoulders are a little back and more straight. When I'm Miss Lizzie, you know, trying to kind of take on certain mannerisms that indicate that I'm her. So that's been kind of a fun thing to try and wrap your mind around, especially when Miss Lizzie can switch pretty quickly between the two characters. So,
excellent. Yeah. And, you know, being this character that's kind of in control of the narrative, how has that affected a lot of your choices? Like, you know, it is a certain slant on the story, and that I think affects all of the things, and we've been talking that with Brian. Has that played into your thinking and choices as a performer, that, you know, again, not everything might be necessarily as it was, but as either Lizzie remembers it or Lizzie wants to remember it?
Yeah, I've definitely kind of taken that perspective on it, that anything she does is very intentional. So if she does an action, she says a certain thing, or she says something happened in a way that it did, there's a reason behind that. And so trying to kind of come at what is she trying to get out of the other characters by portraying either Bridget in this way or kind of leading the other characters down this particular story. So trying to be very mindful that everything is done with some level of intention. She doesn't just say anything for no reason.
What's been the most enjoyable part of working on this show so far?
I love the other cast members. They're all amazing and very talented. And I've worked with a few of them on some other shows, and they're just lovely people, and it's always a fun time. And Brian's amazing. And I feel like this particular role has been very different than some of the other roles that I've had recently, so it's been a good challenge to kind of try and move out of my comfort zone in some ways. And what I mean by that is, you know, Lizzie's from a Victorian era, and so emotional reactivity is probably not going to be as strong as I would typically portray it, and trying to kind of rein some of that in and still portraying emotion but less overtly has been a fun challenge.
Has there been other elements of the Victorian period in style that has permeated into your performance or way of thinking? Like, and how did you guys go about approaching that?
Yeah, I've been trying to be mindful of like how Lizzie moves. You know, I keep my hands clasped in certain ways, trying to make sure that my shoulders don't slump too far forward. I'm a sloucher by nature, and trying to kind of keep the prim and proper type posture has been something that's been challenging. And Brian's done a lot with that, with sort of our physicality exercises and, you know, trying to help remind us like where you move your body and how you move your body and what part of the body you're moving from can have an impact on your greater movement overall. So playing around with a lot of that.
So you started to kind of mention, you know, the differences between, you know, Lizzie and some other roles in the past. Like, can you dive a bit more into that?
Like some of my roles in the past?
Yeah, like what sort of roles have you normally played and what makes Lizzie so different?
So I think about even the last show that I was in that you directed, Dan, was Join. And the character that I played in Join had some pretty, similar to Lizzie, had some pretty terrible things happen to her, right? Like I really think of Lizzie Borden from a trauma perspective, that she did go through a lot of things, regardless of what we believe she did or didn't do. And in Join, my character was very emotionally reactive, you know, either crying, yelling, like being able to kind of express emotions very freely. And with Miss Lizzie, as there are things that, you know, she may be reliving through her retelling of her own story that could be traumatic to her, she doesn't necessarily react in that kind of typical trauma response that I might normally put into a character.
So you, I mean, you used a lot of words related to this in your analysis. You are a mental health professional by trade. How does that factor into your acting and your performances?
I definitely like to think a lot about how certain things will have influenced how my characters relate. I think just from a mental health perspective lens and working in a trauma-informed environment quite frequently, I think a lot about how trauma impacts us and our ability to have relationships with other people. And so with Miss Lizzie in particular, because the relationship she has with a lot of these actors in, within the show are not maybe the normal relationship she's had, how does that trauma kind of impact them? And how is she allowing other people to see her trauma?
Right. Now, can the pendulum swing both ways? Are there moments where you might find that you're more intimate knowledge of the human psychology might be causing leaning towards having a performance that's more commenting on a behavior rather than embodying it? Or is that something that you're able to overcome?
I mean, I think there's certainly aspects to that that I have to be cognizant of and mindful of. And I think that, you know, Brian's been really good about pointing out if he feels that maybe I've taken something in a direction that's a little bit more of like a commentary on something I've witnessed versus actually taking it in and making it my own and making it part of the character. And we have done a little bit of work within this show of talking about sort of with the other characters too, you know, this aspect of, you know, what trauma does to people, and two people can experience the exact same trauma and come with completely different outcomes. So it doesn't have to be something you necessarily like observe and regurgitate. It can be something that you sort of naturally develop as a result of it.
So outside of maybe your character work, have you done any, just for fun, diagnosing of any of the characters in the play? Like, if you believe Lizzie did or didn't do it, and what she might have, what might have motivated that if she was completely of sound mind?
All right. So going into my own personal sort of belief system here, and bearing in mind that no one should diagnose anyone without meeting them, but
yes,
I see a lot of traits of some, particularly more so with the actress and Heidi Krantz, who plays the actress, and she plays Lizzie in a younger age, that kind of very much appear to be very symptomatic of something like borderline personality disorder, which is a disorder that is very much tied to trauma, And honestly, I don't even care for the name of it. I'd prefer to call it like complex PTSD personally. But having that kind of really wild swinging kind of like moods, particularly when she's relating to people, feeling very angry, feeling very loving, kind of like a a clash between those two, I see a lot in her.
And can you speak more to the, either, you know, from your acting perspective, the nature of the relationship between Miss Lizzie and the actress, because they're kind of at the center of this story. So what to you is, like, who are these people before the play, and how does that spurn the action of the play into happening?
Yeah, I think they're definitely friendly. And I think Lizzie sees her as a friend in a way. The actress spends time with her. They've clearly kind of some sort of relationship. They have a little bit of a back and forth kind of banter type relationship. But I also think there's an element to Miss Lizzie that wants the actress to think of her in a certain way. I think she doesn't like necessarily being questioned the way the actress does at the top of the play. And I think that the actress's sort of stands in as sort of like a society as a whole. She wants everyone to see her in a certain way, and by showing the actress what she means by that, she can kind of manipulate that for others.
Very interesting perspective. So, where do you anticipate the process going from here? Like, what are you looking forward to working on this coming week? And what, besides, you know, as you said, getting script out of your hand and off book, what's your next big mountain to climb, and how will we go about that?
I think once the script is out of the hand, it's really refining a lot of those monologues and kind of getting down sort of, you know, you think about the intention behind what you're trying to do with every single line that you have. But trying to really kind of hone in on that, play around with maybe some of the delivery styles and really find what we're exactly looking for. I feel like we have a really good picture with some of them, and I do have one monologue that is incredibly long and challenging for me, so I'm really looking forward to being able to find maybe a little bit of a better foothold on that particular monologue.
Awesome. Really looking forward to seeing how that evolves over the next couple of weeks. So final question, why should people come see Blood Relations?
Because I'm in it. I'm kidding. It's a really awesome show. I think it has a lot of really fun elements to it. And if you are a true crime fan, I mean, why would you ever miss on this? It's something that happened within our own backyard in Fall River, Massachusetts, and everybody kind of knows the nursery rhyme. It's a really hot take on it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
That was our interview with leading performer Cassandra Durand for Blood Relations, again, opening March 1st through the 3rd at the Arts Academy of New Hampshire in Salem. The tickets are on sale now and selling possibly faster than any of our straight plays have before, especially for one that maybe doesn't have as much name recognition as a play. Apparently, we've got a lot of axe murder fans out there, so do not wait. The Saturday show is almost sold out at the time of this recording. And we want to make sure that you all get to see the show. So head on over to cztheater.com and get your tickets. Also, be on the lookout. We just started rehearsals for A Feminine Ending. We just had our lovely improv workshop, which will be leading to our improv performance, which I believe we are now calling Q's Line, is it anyway? With some incredible performers. So many amazing things happening here in 2024 at Q0. And you do not want to miss any of them. So make sure you're following us on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Subscribe to our newsletter. If you want to join our Patreon program, you can get that. Join the artist database. Be the first person to hear about auditions and other opportunities. And that's really all I've got. I'd like to thank our lead sponsor, the Arts Academy of New Hampshire, as well as our benefactor members, Cassandra Durand and Lori Pelletier. We could not exist without you, as well as all of our other sponsor supporters who you will learn when you read our playbill at Blood Relations. So, as we always say here at the Q0 Theater Cast, this is Artistic Director Dan Pelletier signing off. Support local theater and join the revolution.